Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for September 3rd, 2021. The CDC says if you're not vaccinated, you should cancel any travel plans you might have for the long Labor Day weekend. Holidays have always been worrisome to health officials because they often result in spikes, but this spike would occur on top of the Delta surge. Last year, even without vaccines available, more than 3 million airline passengers were screened over the Labor Day holiday. More than 500,000 children in the U.S. tested positive from August 5th to August 26th, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. Since kids under 12 can't get vaccinated, an increasing number of states and school districts are imposing mask mandates. Others are trying to limit exposure among the unvaccinated. A new study of breakthrough infections in the UK finds vaccines not only reduce the risk of severe disease and hospitalization, but they can lower the odds you'll have long-term symptoms. They found the odds of having symptoms for 28 days or more after a post-vaccination infection were just about cut in half. The European Medicines Agency is joining the World Health Organization in going against the United States where booster shots are concerned. It said there's no urgent need for booster shots for fully vaccinated people, and the emphasis and supply should stay focused on primary vaccinations. If you think people who are against the vaccine aren't serious, observe how many are willing to give up their careers over it. We've seen it in healthcare, law enforcement, fire departments, and now America's pastime. Longtime Washington Nationals Vice President Bob Boone has chosen to resign rather than comply with orders to vaccinate. Two scouts are also leaving the team for that reason. Boone joined the Nationals in 2005 and as a player was with the Phillies, Cardinals, and Royals. In the United States, cases were up 14%, deaths are up 67%, and hospitalizations are up 16% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since July 5th. There are 8,650,330 active cases in the United States. With not all states reporting daily numbers, the five states with the biggest 14-day increase in hospitalizations, North Dakota up 304%, South Dakota 105%, Wyoming 65%, and New Hampshire, West Virginia, and Delaware 59%. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times, Perry, Kentucky, Taylor, Florida, Clinton, Kentucky, Marion, Tennessee, Hardy, Florida, Bell, Kentucky, Dorchester, South Carolina, Glenn, Georgia, Bledsoe, Tennessee, and Sequatchie, Tennessee. There have been at least 643,594 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated, Vermont, again unchanged at 67.9%, Connecticut at 66.2%, and Massachusetts at 66%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Mississippi and Alabama at 38.4% and Wyoming at 38.7%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 52.6%. The five countries with the largest recent 24-hour increase in the number of fully vaccinated people, Sri Lanka up 6%, Nepal 5%, Vietnam 4%, and South Korea and Argentina 3%. Globally, cases were down 7% and deaths were down 20% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since August 27th. There are 18,803,773 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases, the United States, 177,568, India, 45,482, the UK, 38,154, Iran, 30,279, and Brazil, 26,497. There have now been at least 4,550,984 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.